Well, yes, you join me here at Surrey Sports Park, the regular training ground of Harlequins. And, well, it's a slightly different day for them here today because as they prepare for the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership 7 Series, they've also been joined by, well, let's just say he's the best sailor in the country, if not the world. He's a triple gold medalist. He's also got a silver medal to his name as well. It is, of course, Ben Ainslie. Now, he's been down here getting involved with some of the training that the Harlequins boys do, and he's already been on the cross-trainer with Ollie Lindsay Haig, one of the Harlequin Sevens boys, and now he's involved in a bit of precision work outside. We are here, and he's bouncing a ball against a net, doing his best to catch that. He's also had some glasses on, which will restrict his vision slightly, bouncing a ball against the wall and trying to catch it. We've seen him in front of a machine that's had different dots going off. He's had to place his fingers on those. A couple more agility exercises to go, and then he's going to be out on the training park. All fascinating stuff. Let's see if we can grab a word with him. So, Ben, we've got different size nets here. I understand that the most amount of, well, spring back and catches we can get in a minute is 72. Do you know how you did there?
I certainly didn't get 72. No, it's really interesting, actually, to go through these different hand-eye coordination tests. And certainly it's not something we do too much in sailing, but it really gets your brain thinking about it, and it's great fun.
Brilliant. Well, I think we've got some weight sessions coming for you now and then a bit more action out on the pitch, so I'll catch up with you a bit later on.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
So we're down on the pitch now, and Ben and Miles Mantella have come off the field. And, well, Ben Ainslie, you've been put through your paces today. Have you enjoyed finally getting the ball in hand?
Yeah, it's been great fun all day, you know, doing some aerobic work and some weights work. But definitely the best part was getting on the pitch with these guys and doing some ball skills. And it's a lot of fun.
Now, what's the motivation in getting you here? I understand you've got a need to bulk up. London 2012 is, well, just a year away now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the boat, the fin class I sail for the Olympics, I have to be about 10 kilos over my natural body weight. So certainly being in the gym with these boys and having a look at their weight schedule and all the rest of it, it certainly helps. And also with JP Morgan Asset Management, who sponsor the Sevens and also sponsor me with my Olympic campaign. So it's been a great day. I've really enjoyed it.
And I understand that you switched classes, you know, a number of years ago. You were picking up medals in the laser class and then it was onto the fin. Why did you motivate that change? Just a new challenge?
Yeah, it was a new challenge. Bigger, heavier boat. I needed to put on about 15 kilos of body weight to sail the boat, and much more technically demanding. And I needed a new challenge after 10 years sailing the laser. So I've really enjoyed the time in the fin. Sailing's a great sport. It's very diverse. There's lots of different challenges. So we're very lucky in that respect.
Okay, well, I'll come back to you in just a second. But Miles Mantella's here as well. England Sevens and the Harlequins Academy. Miles, you've enjoyed putting the big man through it?
Yeah, it's awesome to have someone down here that's won 3 Olympic medals. To see how he trains, get an insight into the kind of training that he does. Obviously, in the gym, he was a little stronger than us. So I don't think he'll have a problem bulking up. But yeah, no, it's been really good to have him down.
And the JP Morgan Asset Management Sevens coming up, of course. First round is going to be down in Bath on Friday the 15th of July. Harlequins made it through to the finals last year. The actual final of the competition is going to be at the Stoop this year, so you've got to make sure you put in a good showing.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've got a good team. Looks like we could make it through, hopefully get through to playing in front of the home crowd. So that'll be important. Be a good crowd supporting us as well, so give us the best chance.
And rugby sevens in a few years' time, possible chance to pick up an Olympic medal of your own?
Yeah, I know. I suppose it's still quite a few years away. And obviously with the mix of the four nations, makes it a lot harder to get into the team. But you never know what could happen. So just keep plugging away.
Yes, well, good luck to you as well for the tournament. And finally, Ben, with those Olympics in London a year away and your work on the boat, you're feeling confident, you're feeling happy going for that fifth medal?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're actually in the middle of our selection process right now. The first part went well for me, but I need to get another strong finish in the Olympic Test Regatta, which is coming up in August down in Weymouth and Portland. And yeah, if we can get through that, then 12 months of hard preparation, but things are going well, and certainly there's no bigger inspiration than an Olympic Games on home waters.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been fascinating seeing both of you collide in your sails today. Thanks very much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks.
Thank you.